This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Colin Robertson. I'm the entrepreneur in residence for a company called Econic. We're an innovation consulting firm. And essentially what I do is go into large companies and act as the entrepreneur in residence to help them develop new products.
Colin, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So for example, the biggest client that I'm working with right now is it's a health network in Indiana. And what they are doing is they created a whole new innovation arm to their healthcare network. What they want to do is create a process where if a nurse comes up with an idea of how she can deliver health better to her patients, and that would be able to be applied to other nurses around the world, I help that nurse approach the problem as if she's an entrepreneur and take that problem, put it all the way through validation, eventually come up with a prototype and get it out into the market.
Colin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the biggest challenge as an entrepreneur in residence versus being just a pure entrepreneur is the fact that you have to learn how to play the politics game a little bit more. When you're an entrepreneur, you can call all the shots. That gives you a level of freedom that is a little bit tougher to come by as an entrepreneur in residence, where you really do need to learn how to work the system within a corporation to understand how to get things done and get resources at your disposal, the game that's that particular corporation is playing. I would say the successes would stem from the fact that as an entrepreneur in residence, you're the best part of someone else's day. The people that you get that get to work with you are always happy to see you. They're grateful that they have this little space within a corporation which they can actually feel like they can be creative and get things done in a way that isn't so bogged down by bureaucracy. Although there are some hoops that we need to jump through, we get far more freedom in the innovation wings of all the companies that I've worked with than they do on a regular basis.
Colin, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, I know that your work as an EIR, I'm sure, was very different than mine. Like, you didn't work with big corporations or anything like that, did you?
No, not really.
Yeah. So I feel like every EIR position is a little bit different. But the advice that I would give is to have more patience than you have as a regular entrepreneur. Things take a little bit longer to develop. And if you can do things the right way from the beginning and not get frustrated by the slower progress that it takes to really create something new within another organization or corporation or whatever you're working with, then you can really make great things happen and show progress.
Colin, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
I haven't really looked towards many resources. All of my work so far has been learning on the job, really. I've only been at the EIR game for a little over a year. If there are some resources that we put onto the Econic blog, so you can go to econic.co/blog and you will see some of the lessons that I've learned in our articles. But other than that, I'm not sure what the best books are or anything like that on entrepreneurs in residence.
Well, thanks, Colin.
You bet.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.